Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I have my daily work as a judge in the City Court of Stockholm, as was said by Mr. Jansson. I work in the Division for Intellectual Property Rights. But I've also been asked to take part in a working group set up by the principals of the Swedish top-level domain to see if Sweden should introduce an ADR system for our domain and how that system should be designed. The group has not yet presented any proposal. We have finalized a first draft, and I hope it will be presented soon. So my topic is a possible ADR system for the Swedish top-level domain. And a first question could perhaps be, is there a need for the introduction of an ADR system? And when answering this question, one should take into account, I think, that there are new rules for registration in the pipeline, rules which go in a liberalizing direction. But, and I don't think this has been mentioned so far, it's also a proposal that the Swedish domain should not anymore be a closed domain. So the connection between the person or the company who wants to have a domain name in Sweden should not be so strong anymore. Even if you don't have any changes in the registration system, or even if you don't open up our closed domain system, an ADR system could perhaps be an alternative to the traditional court litigation. I have to admit that it's true that court litigation is an expensive procedure and it is not very quick. So even if you maintain the old rules, they might be worth introducing an ADR system. When it then comes to the shaping of an ADR system for Sweden, one could, of course, go two ways. Either you introduce a quite new system, just based on national wishes or needs, or you follow the international models of the present ADR systems. I can say directly that, at least my view, and I think also the group's view, is that Sweden should follow international models and not introduce something quite new. The group has so far not seen any real alternative than introducing an alternative system. We don't think that something quite new would meet acceptance by the internet society, and it would also perhaps just create confusion among users of the domain names. But this has to be seen what the views of the internet society is. I would also like to point out that our proposal on an ADR system, clarify that, that the system proposed by the group would not be a binding arbitration system. I think it's important to say this. You would always have the possibility to go to a court during a pending ADR procedure or after. You could develop methods for that. It could perhaps also be noted that I think that the Dutch are proposing some binding means within their ADR system, but that is, in our view, at least in the group's view, to go too far in this aspect. Now, if one chooses the international way, so to say, as I have said, the minimum requirements for an ADR system will be rather easy to outline. They have already been presented by Ms. Renier, and you will then have a system which is of a mandatory character. The domain name holder would have to accept the system, though, as I said, he can go to court later if he wishes. It will allow for blocking of transfers of domain name pending the outcome of an ADR proceeding. It will include direct enforcement, but with the possibility that you can go to a court later if you would like. You will have to strive for quick results and that the system is cheap. Time limits will have to be laid down in the procedural rules for how long time you will allow for an ADR proceeding. We have thought of perhaps 1 month, and if the dispute is to be solved by three persons, by three panelists, it might be extended to 2 months. The system must have moderate costs, and that it must be cheaper than a court litigation. So much I can say, but the cost for an ADR system must, in the last resort, be decided by the service provider, the organization, the body who will see to that there are panelists available and who will handle some administration with regard to the administrative procedures. Well, the disputes under an ADR system should be decided as a main rule by one person, but with the possibility of having three panelists. I've already touched upon that. So these minimum requirements and these requirements which you find in the international systems, I think you will find them also in a proposed Swedish system. There might be some characteristics of the international systems that it would be suitable or advisable for a Swedish ADR system to deviate at least a bit from. And what I'm thinking of, and what we have identified so far, the most important question we think we should deviate from regards the question of the scope of the procedure. And we have identified perhaps three rather important questions in this aspect. And the first one is that if all types of disputes, and thereby also disputes which do not deal with clear cases of abuses, should be within the alternative dispute resolution system. And another question could be if also signs or marks which do not have any legal ground in Sweden, which are not established within the Swedish jurisdiction, should be within the ADR system. And if thereby also foreign trademarks or foreign signs could have priority in relation to a Swedish domain name or to a domain name registered in the Swedish top-level domain. And the third question is perhaps, which I think Ms. Renier already touched upon, is if only trademarks or also other types of signs should be given priority in relation to a domain name registered in the Swedish register. The group has not taken any firm position on this so far. We would like to see or hear views from the users of the domain name system. Perhaps a qualified guess from my side is that we immediately would not leave out trade names, but to include them already from the beginning in the system. And that is depending on the Swedish system, that we have a very simple way of finding out whether a trade name has legal ground in Sweden. But as I said, these questions on the scope of the procedure, what should be included in an alternative dispute resolution system under our national system, has to be decided on the wishes of the users of the system. The group is quite open and would like very much to hear from the society in this aspect. Uh, A second question, which might be of some difficulty for the Swedish system, if an ADR system now introduced could be given retroactive effect, so it will cover and be applicable also to registration, to old domain name registrations. This is a legally rather tricky question, if I take it from a national viewpoint. It is known that on an international level, ADR systems have been regarded as applicable also on old, on previous registrations. And that is, of course, to the benefit of the effectiveness of an ADR system. Whether the Swedish ADR system can have retroactive effect is not really easy to answer from the perspective of the law of contract. The answer, at least in my view, tends to be no. But there might be a solution to this problem, since the present registration conditions make it possible to change the conditions after a certain notification to the domain name holder. And we will try to look into this matter more thoroughly, and we would very much like to hear from the Domain Name Society also in this aspect. But this is, as I said, perhaps a tricky question. What I've said so far tends to lead to the conclusion that a proposal for an ADR system in Sweden would be very much based on the UDRP. There might be very small deviations from that when it comes to the substantial rules. There are, of course, also some formalities or some administrative aspects on how you should design a Swedish ADR system. And I don't think I should go too long into this, but just say that it might be a question of who should be the service provider, who should administer the alternative dispute resolution system for a Swedish domain name conflict. And the group thinks that it would perhaps not be excluded that a body rather close to the domain name society, namely the foundation, could be one of the service provider. The group does not accept that the registration body should carry out these duties, but perhaps the principal behind the registration body could do it. There might also be other arbitration institutes who could take on these tasks, and of course WIPO would perhaps be interested in carrying out this also. WIPO would then have to do it under our national substantial rules, to say, and also apply our national procedures for this, which perhaps will not be as complicated as the international rules of procedures are. But this is a question which we once again would like to hear the views of the users of the system on. Well, to summarize, the group has been reflecting on the introduction of an ADR system for the Swedish top-level domain and hopes to see an introduction of such a system for the Swedish top-level. The group has so far, I would say, taken a very cautious approach on how such a system should be designed. It does not, or our proposal, or the proposal would not deviate from what is internationally known, that the group is, of course, open to new and or better ideas. And the group now would like to know the views of the Swedish Internet Society on this, and would therefore very much ask for your comments on the discussion paper that I hopefully that hopefully soon will be published by the principals to our registration system. Yes, I think I stop there, Anders.